The Buddhas and ancestors have all directly handed down this basic truth. Preserve well, for you now have. This is all. The white snow falls upon the silver plate. The snowy heron in the bright moon hides, resembles each the other, yet these two are not the same. Combining them, we can distinguish one from other. Just some other words. It is this very Dharma, the Buddha and patriarchs secretly transmitted. Now that you have it, protect it well. Like a silver bowl full of snow, or an egret hidden against the bright moon, they are similar but not identical. When mingled, their difference can be recognized. The Dharma of this as it is, passed on in person by Buddhas and ancestors, is now yours. Guard it well. A silver bowl full of snow and a heron hidden in the moonlight. When you compare them, they are not the same. Brought together, they find their place. A silver bowl full of snow. When we meditate and look at our experience, we see unity and difference. Now the silver bowl, shining and bright, we may think we don't see it, and therefore want to see it. While It shows itself all the time through allowing the reflections of life to be seen, experienced. So the silver bowl standing for the enlightened mind, quiet, bright, and the snow transient, melting, melting, changing, and yet when a meditator sees reality as snow, which means subtle, one color, it is already a looking with the enlightened eye. Most worldlings would not only not see the silver bowl, they would focus on the colors and the movements. So much so that it's a chaos, a changing chaos. But once we sit down to meditate and no longer focus on the difference, no longer focus on the tumultuous, the changing, even the changing becomes more subtle, and so it can manifest with a similar color as the bowl, the silver bowl. Snow and bowl being white, and yet not quite the same. So sitting, not interested in the changing of the snow, and even not interested in the difference of the silver bowl and the snow, just letting them be. They find their place. Same true for our active lives, activity, thoughts, feelings, the five skandhas, always in flow and always one. The heron, of course, is also of subtle color. So when we let things be and don't willfully engage and hold on our focus on the changing, the bright colors come to rest and we can see them as one with the bright moon. Now, when this happens, it may initially be just for a brief instant. Even so, better a brief instant than not at all. And there may be more brief instants that will give you faith to continue a life of meditation. There is concerning this particular verse a slight difference in how the Zen masters of Chan and Zen look at this. Reality is the whole. And you too are the whole. Now, do we need to cleanse the mirror? Do we need to sweep meditation is the sweeping, but it is not done by us. In Chan, sometimes we hear about cleansing and polishing the mirror. That also is not done by a person. In fact, the mirror seems to polish itself. When we compare the heron with the bright moon, we can see they're not the same. And yet, when we look at them, are they different? Brought together, they find their place. There is nothing wrong with this changing world, with these thoughts and emotions that appear in the mirror. And when we can be still enough to see that these things are reflected, that there is a bright moon, there is this activity, and there is the bright moon. And let them come together in meditation. Then the unity of the universe will be seen.